paragraph Chof, V'alkein Tziva Hashem Yisborach Lisporasam. And now we could understand why Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to count the Yidden. V'chol echad nikro yoytzei tzova. And each and every single Jew is called a soldier. K'mo shekosu b'chol mispar shel kol shevet. As it says over there in Parshas Bamidbar. B'mispar shemois kol yoytzei tzova. What happened? There were no koilels in those days. There were no fruits, no makolets. Everybody was in the army. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kol echad tzorech b'yoyz b'chlal yoytzei tzova. Because every single Jew is a soldier. Yoytzei tzava daiko. Every single Jew has to think of himself as a soldier, an armed soldier. Hainu kishehu b'b'chinas v'nofik oz tzorech b'yoyz melumad melchama heitev. Meaning that when he's in this category of v'nofik, when he's involved in v'nofik, to be knowledgeable, to know the warfare. And with this, we could understand why Hashem insisted that the Yidden be counted after worshipping the Egel. As Rashi Kodesh says over there in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, when they sinned with the golden calf, they were counted. Because all of these things, building the Mishkan and the whole Seder of the Degolim, and the counting of the Jews, all followed the Egel HaZohov. It all came right after the Egel HaZohov. Shechotu Yisrael Moed, whereby the Jews committed a terrible, terrible sin. Ve'oz hisyagea Moshe Moed at shezocho b'mem yoyim achroinim lahamshech derach atshuva boilam. And Moshe Rabbeinu worked very, very hard until finally, in the last 40 days, of the three sets of 40 days, he succeeded in bringing a tshuva into the world. Shehein mei Elul ad Yom Kippur, which means from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. Shehein b'chinas soid kavonas Elul, shehein tikkun abris, shehein b'chinas hanes niyam derech, shehein b'chinas derech ha-tshuva, b'chinas beis pom im boki, k'ma shekos ha-shom ba-tornal. That's all the concept of tshuva and all of these different facets that are discussed over there in Torah Vov and the Likutei Moran. V'oz kishehim shech derech ha-tshuva nal bo'ilom,
and
then, it was then, when Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in drawing the derech of tshuva into the world, that's when Hashem commanded him regarding these three items: counting the Jews, setting up the Dekolim, and the building of the Mishkan. Ki kol zeu b'chinas darkei tshuva now, because all of these items are tied into tshuva. She'ikroi b'chinas ha-bekiyas b'halocha, which we explained earlier, the essence of tshuva is this b'kiyas in halocha, this knowledge of aliyah and yerida. She'nim shach al-yidei ha-mishkan, shu'oyel moed, which the Yidden was able to draw from the Mishkan, from the oyel moed. She'derech shom meir b'chinas moshe v'yeshu, nekto al-yen v'chach tartoyna, because it was through there, through the Mishkan, through the oyel moed, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to shine into Yehoshua. And that's where we draw this bekiyas in halacha. At sheicholo nekudo helyoino lohor betachlas yuta tachtoina at kitzeyo achroin lohor gam bohem mischaskus, which is what gives the ability for the nekudo helyoino to shine into the nekuda tachtoina, even to the lowest levels, to give them the encouragement that they need. Sheyu kulam bechlal melumdei milchama, so that they should also learn how to do battle. To the point where they'll be able to hang in permanently. To the point where every single Jew will be one of these Shishim Giboirim. Shishim Riboy Nefoshes Yisrael, which is a remez to the 60,000 units of Klal Yisrael. Shehem Shishim Riboy Yoseis HaTorah, corresponding to the 600,000 letters of the Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'hol ve'ina dvorim heitev, ech mekusher akol heitev al pi haTorah now." Understand well how all of these different things tie into each other, based on this chapter on the Likutei Moran that we're discussing. V'yalkein tzivalim noisim, and it's for this reason that Hashem instructed the leaders of Klal Yisrael to count the Jews. V'lichoira tamua, even though this seems to be very strange, very perplexing, aren't we taught in the Torah itself that counting Jews is dangerous? As the Pasuk says, so that a plague should not break out among the Jewish people when you will count them. As Rashi says over there, and therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to count the Jews, he had to use a special trick whereby each Jew gave a machzis, a shekel, and they didn't count the Jews, they counted the half shekels. Umay kulahai, what do we need all of this for? Loi lichtoiv loi hei v'loi vav. This is a famous expression in the Gemara. There's a place in the Gemara where the Gemara mentions there's a pasuk. And the Gemara says that in the pasuk, in a word over there, there's an extra letter hei. So what does the hei come to teach us? The hei comes to teach us this and this. Someone says, okay, then what does the vav come to? The vav that follows the hei. Well, the vav comes to modify the hei. So the Gemara asks over there, hey man, why don't you leave out the hei and the vav and make things simple? Instead of saying the hey comes to add and the vav comes to subtract, don't add and don't subtract. In our situation, don't count the Jews and don't have to play with the shkolim. If you're saying counting is dangerous, therefore we have to use the shkolim. So then don't count. Why get involved in the whole mess? Lo yimnoisem v'lo yitztartik an ashkolim. Ach be'emes bevada Yisrael heim lemala me'amispor. However, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, the Jews are above numbers. The Jews are not cannot be described in numbers at all. Numbers don't apply to the Jews. The ein roi limnoisam. It's inappropriate to count the Jews. As it says in the pasuk in Chumash, can you count how many grains of sand there are on a beach? Then you can't count the Jews either. The Jews are way, way, way above and beyond the concept of counting. Ach me'achar shechotu beigel. However, as a result of committing the sin of the golden calf, huchrach lemnoisam, Moshe Rabbeinu was obligated to count them, ki kol hachatoim im bechinas avedos, because every time a Jew commits a sin, he loses something. It's a concept of an aveda, ki al yodom oivdem ashoivdem, as we learned earlier, that through averos, a person loses what they lose, bechinas taivas rishoim toived, as the pasuk says, that the bad desires of a Russia lead him to have losses. And wherever there's a serious potential to lose, how do you protect yourself? By counting. We mentioned the example when a teacher takes kids out on a class trip, and there's 32 kids in the class, and there's a teacher and one helper, and they got to keep an eye on that. They don't want to lose any of those kids. How do they do it? Count every couple of minutes. Let's take a count again. Let's see how many there are. The counting is to ensure, you know, against the losses. Ki ze bechinas hashmiro shemachnisim advorim b'minyinu b'mispor v'shem v'loisom shel yenifkad v'nechs v'echman. This is the concept of security, where there's a security and you count something, you know, constantly to make sure that you're not losing. There's nothing being lost. A person has money. You do an audit every month, audit, year end, do an audit. Kind of below, what are you wasting time counting money? Go out and make money. You're not in business to count money, you're in business to make. The answer is the counting is a way of protecting against losses. V'alkein lo'osid k'shiyas Yisrael ritzoin eshel mokom betachles ha'shleimus v'yenim tzoin kol ho'avedos. And that's why in the future, when Klal Yisrael is going to get to a level where all of us are going to be doing what Hashem wants us to do, we're not going to be doing averus anymore, which means we're not going to be incurring losses anymore. On the contrary, we're going to find all of our lost articles. Kemoshikosav, as the pasuk says, uvo'u ha'oivde me'eretz ashur v'anidocha me'eretz mitzrayim, that all the losses will be gathered in, v'lo yishlo goit shum aveda v'hesed bo'im klal, and there won't be any more losses or damages. At that point, there will be no need to count the Jews. There will be no concept of counting Jews. That's when this pasuk will be fulfilled, where it says, that if you can count the grains of sand, then you can count the Jews. However, once Bnei Yisrael committed a sin, which means they made contact with this aveda, they got involved in losing, Alkein hamispor hu tikun godol. At that point, counting is a very, very major tikun, a very major repair. Ki hamispor b'chinas tikun aveda, because counting is the tikun for losing. Avol me'achar shesh mispor shebishvil tikun aveda, bevada yesh kama v'kama shorvim la'abed u'lahazik, ve'mizgaram bo'ed b'mispor. However, since counting is a tikun for aveda, Therefore, then you have to know that there's going to be a lot of forces that are sitra achra that are going to want to harm that. And they try, when especially when something's being counted, so they feel they're being stepped on, they're being battled against, so they want to fight back. Because counting only applies where there's a possibility of a loss. Because where the sitra achra has no possibility of making any contact, there's no need to count. Therefore, if counting applies only where the sitra achra does have an achiza, therefore, they try to battle very hard against it, chas v'shon, in order to mess it up. And it's for this reason that Hashem instructed us to give the shkolim l'nidvas ha-mishkon olok b'korbonos as donation for the mishkon and the sacrifices. What was going on in the mishkon? We were elevating things from the category of animal, elevating it to the category of human. The Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan, was the place where all the lowest nekudos were plugged into the highest nekudos, to the Kohen Gadol, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shezehu shleimus kol akorbonei shayu b'mishkan Beis HaMikdash. Shal shem zeh nikra korban. This is why the korbonos are called korban, shemekarev umale kol dover l'sharoshu. Because all of these korbonos elevate and bring the person close. They bring the person close to the nekudat yena. At shenichlal hakoyl bebechinas odom. To the point where everything plugs into this concept of odom. Bebechinas odom ki yakriv nikem korban l'shem. As the pasuk says, an odom who will bring a sacrifice, min ha-behema, min ha-bokor, min ha-tzoyin, takrivas korbanchem. That, again, odom from behema and bokor. Sheyala mi behema mi bokor vatzoin lebechinas korban chem daika. That from being animals they will become your korban. Dahinu korban shalachem shatem rei odom. It will become your korban. You are called odom. Dahinu sheyala ha behema bebechinas odom sheze bechinas korban. Kemuvan bekavonas, which is the concept of elevating the behema to a classification of odom, which is the essence of korban, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Shetzrichin b'korban lahalois hadoimim l'tzaymeach v'atzaymeach l'chai v'achai l'medaber shuodom kanal. The Arizal shows how in the procedure of bringing a korban, all of these items are involved. The doimim, the salt, the tzaymeach, the spices, the ktoiris, the chai, the animals, they're all being elevated to the category, the status of odom. Through which a person is zeche to find all of his lost items, which is the concept of receiving an atonement, of forgiveness for all sins. Alkein al yidei hashkolim shebo b'shvil kol zeh yidei zeh nistakin amispor shleizgar boi horvim ligroim avedus chas v'shalom. And it's for this reason that through these shkolim, which were used for karbonos, through that they were able to make a tikkun for the counting, so that the other side shouldn't be able to cause any harm in the process. Ki hashkolim b'shvil hamishkan v'karbonos misaknim kol zeh, because the shkolim, which were for the mishkan and for the karbonos, that is the tikkun for all of this. The mishkan and the karbonos are the tikkun for all of this. V'alkein koirin parshiyas elu shel misvah b'nei Yisrael machnat golem kodim shavuos. And this is why these parshiyas, Bamidbar and Nosa, are the parshiyas that precede the holiday of Shavuos. K'mo yishom razal, as the Gemara says, manu v'itzru, count and celebrate. Celebrate the holiday of Shavuos. Ki ikar kabula satoyer shim klal kol halachoy shim chenes bikis balochanal v'aydei zekanal. Because our main ability to receive the Torah is through this bekiyas and halacha. Ki achshav b'avanei sein rabim ein lanu mishkan v'lo besanitosh v'lo machnet golim. Because now, as a result of our sins, we do not have a mishkan, we don't have a besanitosh, we don't have these degolim, you know, the Klal Yisrael divided into these four groups, v'Yisrael mefuzor nemefarodim b'goyla, but rather instead the Jews are spread out and dispersed in the great exile. And our only source of life is the Torah. By reading these parshiyos in the Chumash before the holiday of Shavuos, we draw upon ourselves the holiness. We connect with the 600,000 neshamos. Shayu kulam yoytzei tzava, whereby they were all soldiers. Bechinas malum de milchama. Shehechu kulam b'machna adgolam tzava l'mishkan, whereby they all traveled in these four camps that surrounded the Mishkan. Bechinas ma'aser harkava kamuva, as we said before, representing the throne of Hashem. By us reading these portions in the Torah that speak about this, we draw upon ourselves that holiness for us to be able to plug into it. Until we're zeicha on Shavuos to receive the Torah. The most important thing is to be zeicha to be a boki in halacha. Shezel ikur bechinas kabbalas haTorah shenitzkel darkei tshuva bemes lekayim me'ata is called the haTorah zois. This is the most important thing of kabbalas haTorah, that we should be zeicha to the true path of tshuva and to start now fulfilling everything in the Torah.